Day 83, or March the 24th. Let yourself go sometimes. Our thoughts are rooted in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 14. Wearing a linen ephod, David was dancing before the Lord with all his might. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. David is finally anointed king over all Israel and destined to reign for 40 years until he is 70 years old. His reign for the next 33 years will be centered in Jerusalem, and even today it is called the City of David along with nearby Bethlehem. After a disastrous attempt to bring the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, which ended in the death of one of the men carrying it, it is finally safely escorted, all ready to be placed in the new temple. However, God makes it clear that David will not be building the temple. Nathan has the difficult task of telling David what God has decided, but David responds in a beautifully positive way, by praising the Lord. And now, our action step for today. Once David is established as king, he decides it's time for the Ark of the Covenant to be brought back to Jerusalem. As the returning procession approaches the city, David is overwhelmed by the whole event and gets carried away as he worships God. It seems this could be the first instance of dad dancing in history. 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 20 tells us that Michal, David's wife, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet him. She said in disgust, "How distinguished the king of Israel looks today, shamelessly exposing himself to the servant girls, like any vulgar person might do." As men in those days wore long robes and little else, they weren't dressed for boisterous dancing. David didn't think of this as he praised the Lord. Supporters at football matches don't either when their team scores. It's okay at football matches, of course, but spontaneous rejoicing is very acceptable to the Lord, too. This is a word for all of us conservative Brits, including me. When did we last let ourselves go as we worshipped our God?